It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hello again, and welcome to Border Crossings. We are live in downtown D.C., and we have a busy hour. I've got a couple of bits of news to share with you, some interesting information, and we also will be joined in the hour by a member of a trio of brothers known as the Christopher Brothers. We'll be talking to the Christopher Brothers and hear some of their music. That's all coming up ahead, along with the requests and the dedications here on our Border Crossings journey, which starts in Ethiopia, and a request from Hannah. It's Sia, the Greatest, here on Border Crossings.
Uh-oh, running out of breath, but I got stamina.
Crossing Sia. Her full name is Sia Furler, and that is called The Greatest here on Border Crossings. A request from Hannah in Ethiopia. Thank you, Hannah, for joining us on our show today. Phone lines are open. Cedric is answering calls 202-619-2077. If there is a request you'd like to make, we would love to hear from you and play your request around the world. I know we also take requests by email, bordercrossings@voa.gov, as well as on twitter.com. You can send a tweet our way by hashtag BCVOA. That's our Twitter address, hashtag BCVOA. You can also send cards and letters to Border Crossings, and that would be in care of the Voice of America, Washington, D.C., 20237. Got a letter in the mail just today, as a matter of fact, and we'll honor that request. It takes a couple of days to get a request played, so keep that in mind when you make a request. Give us a couple of days to play that request. Angel Mick is with us. Naharna Ama Evi is checking in, and that's a new listener. Mary Buckman, Vincent Maloba, Saidu Muhammad Ali celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday to Saidu Muhammad Ali, who's been a longtime supporter of the show. I also want to say hello to Willis Robinson Tabaruka, who's a new listener to program. We also heard from Vincent Maloba, Enadhir Mustaf Maksaned, Abdallah Sisse Mowatakilu is also tuned in. And let's see, who else is listening? We've got a whole bunch of folks going to our Facebook page, checking out the videos that I've been putting up on Facebook.com/VOA. Larry London, Sandrea Awusu, also celebrating a birthday. Sandrea, thank you for checking in. Fabella DeBebe is with us, and Raisa Mensa is with her mom. And so, hi, Raisa and mom, and also Klaus Wall. So thank you, everybody, for listening to Border Crossings today. The Christopher Brothers coming up your way in just a couple of minutes. We'll get them on the phone and find out about the new album and their latest music. They were on a reality music TV show a number of years ago, and they did very, very well. And I'll ask them about their experience and what it was like to get judged on national television and hear what Simon Cowell had to say about the band. Remember, Simon and X Factor also discovered groups like Little Mix and Fifth Harmony, and you may have heard of One Direction. Not sure if you have. They were discovered on the X Factor as well. All right, coming up next, Richard Marinho has a request here on Border Crossings for Justin Bieber, who has been on a world tour for a little more than a year and announced that he's going to the Philippines for the first time in 6 years. He'll perform in Manila this September. His Purpose Tour has grossed $200 million so far. And he continues to sell out everywhere he goes. Richard, here's your request from Justin Bieber for the Beliebers. It's called Love Yourself.
For all the times that you rain on my parade, and all the clubs you get in using my name. You think you broke my heart, oh girl, for goodness sake. You think I'm crying on my own, well I ain't. And I didn't want to write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't want to hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on, but now I know. I'm better sleeping on my own, cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. When you told me that you hated my friends, the only problem was with you and not them. And every time you told me my opinion was wrong, and tried to make me forget where I came from. And I didn't want to write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby, I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't wanna hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on, but now I know. I'm better sleeping on my own, cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. For all the times that you made me feel small, I fell in love, now I feel nothing at all. I never felt so low when I was vulnerable. Was I a fool to let you break down my walls? Cause if you like
the way you look that much. Oh, baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. 'Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh, baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself.
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
Turn up the music 'cause the song just came on. Turn up the music if they try to turn us down. Turn up the music, can I hear it till the speakers blow? Turn up the music, fill your cup and drink it down.
If you're sexy and you know it, put your hands up in the air.
Crossings, and that is Chris Brown, and that is a request from Dave Wiz Jr. Turn up the music, and Chris Brown's new album is called Heartbreak on a Full Moon. He's also got a documentary out, Welcome to My Life. And I also want to say hi to Sam Samantaray, who is tuned in to Border Crossings in India. And Sam, thank you very much for your call. 202-619-2077 is our phone number here on Border Crossings. I invite you to turn up the music right now. I have a song, and then we're going to be speaking to the guys who sing the song. It's a trio of brothers, not the Jonas Brothers, but they are known as the Christopher Brothers. And we'll be talking to the Christopher Brothers, but first let's check out their music and a song called The Girl Next Door. The Christopher Brothers join us in a couple of minutes.
The girl next door, the girl next door. I fell in love and love with the girl next door. I said the girl next door, the girl next door. I fell in love and love with the girl next door. I fell in love. She's so hot.
This is Larry London, Voice of America, and on the telephone with me right now, we have one of the members of the Christopher Brothers. We're talking with Cameron today. Hello, Cameron.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good. How are you doing?
I'm good as well.
Well, this must be a very exciting time for you guys, because you've just put out a brand new EP, which is called Dog Days. Is that correct?
Yep, that's the name of our CD.
And so you have 8 songs on the new CD. And tell me about the songs that you put together for the album.
Well, the songs, they're all originals that we wrote. They're all inspired by different events, mostly girls.
Mostly girls. Every song's inspired by girls.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Pretty much, yeah, all of the songs except one, which is about my OCD.
Okay.
Is about a relationship or a girl. But, yeah, so... It's kind of like, the sound is kind of pop punk, like Green Day and the Beatles combined. That's how we describe our sound and the album.
Yeah, your band has been described as alternative Beatles. So that's kind of an interesting label to have.
Yeah, we think it's pretty cool. It's like kind of a combination of like the 90s and 60s, I guess. Like, because we do harmonies in the 60s, but we can go hard like, grunge, like not super grunge, but kind of grungy, like the 90s too.
And I read the LA Times describe you guys as rough garage band glory and ultra clean top 40. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that, yeah.
Now, you guys have been together obviously your whole lives growing up as brothers. What made you guys decide you wanted to make a career together as a singing group?
Well, we were all playing different instruments. I'm the oldest. I was playing drums. The younger brother, my younger brother Charles, playing guitar, and the youngest Ethan was just playing the bass. And we were just—I was in another band, and it wasn't really working out. And my mom was like, "Hey, why don't you guys just play together?" And at first, we're like, "I don't know. Is that like a cool thing to play with your brothers?" But then we decided, "Yeah, why not?" And we went, and we learned "Black Magic Woman." That was the first song we ever learned. In like 20 minutes, and we're like, oh, okay, we can be a band. And that was like 8 years ago.
It presents a lot of challenges, doesn't it? Because you guys live together, you go to school together, you are in the same space for a lot of the time together and spent all the family occasions together. And you're also now working together, and you have to rehearse together. And that puts a lot of pressure on a relationship. I know there's been a lot of family acts that, couldn't sustain the time.
Yeah, it can definitely, to be honest, I don't know how anyone can be in a band with someone that's not related to them, because, you know, being in a band with someone is very stressful, because you're always around them and you're working with them. And luckily for us, we're family, and we are around each other all the time, but we do pretty much everything together. We play the same video games, we play sports together, and we play music together, so it really works out for us.
Now, Cameron, being the oldest, are you the guy that kind of keeps this all together? Do they look up to you for guidance and leadership?
Well, I would like to think that, but that's probably not true. I guess the leader is the guitarist, the middle one. He's kind of the leader of the band, but our manager is like the one who's actually the one who's in charge.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah. And so you've been called the next Jonas Brothers. Now, what do you think of that label?
You know, the Jonas Brothers were very successful, and to be compared to them is definitely not the worst comparison that we could think of.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Jonas Brothers, they wrote most of their music by themselves. I actually respect the Jonas Brothers a lot.
Right, right, right. And of course, you have a different sound than they did, because they really weren't known for, you know, being alternative or grunge sound. But
yeah.
You guys also, I guess your lead singer, Ethan, is being compared to a young Mick Jagger, from what I've read.
Ethan's actually not the lead singer, but when we auditioned for the X Factor, he was the one that stood out to Demi Lovato. And he was the one who said that he looked like a young Mick Jagger on stage.
Mm. And so now you mentioned X Factor. So tell me about that experience, because you did very well. You guys were actually performing for, the audience and for the judges, one of which was Simon Cowell, who's made a lot of careers during the course of the last 20 years or so. So what was your experience like on The X Factor?
Yeah, our experience on The X Factor was great. We had a lot of fun. We made it to the top 20 in the group category. And the one thing that Simon said to us is that we did one of our originals, and he said he really liked our original. And then when we saw him again the second time or third time, he said, I just want to let you know, I really love your guys' song. So that meant the world to us.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about a guy who discovered One Direction and, put them together and many other bands like that along the way. Fifth Harmony, and the list goes on. So it's kind of amazing to be on stage, you know, and then, but it's very vulnerable, because you're performing, it's something you've done, and then all of a sudden these people critique you in front of an audience.
Yeah. Well, exactly. I mean, we hadn't even, that was our first show probably ever after, like, we'd been a band for like 4 or 5 years playing without our instruments. We were just singing. I didn't have my drums. Ethan didn't have a bass. Charles didn't have a guitar. It was just us up there singing and kind of dancing around. So we weren't used to that. I mean, we were in front of 10,000 people. It was crazy.
Yeah, you got a lot of people who are following you on social media. A lot of fans, a lot of supporters, and you've been on tour already with the Plain White Tees. What was that like?
That was a phenomenal experience. We actually grew up listening to the Plain White Tees. So when we got offered the opportunity to go tour with them, we're like, really? On our Facebook, it said, like, when we first made the Facebook, one of our influences was the Plain White Tees, so... You know, we did a West Coast tour with them, toured up to Seattle and stuff, and part of Southern California. And it was just great. The lead singer, Tom, like, it was such an inspiration talking to him and everything.
Right. He's been on this program before. I had Tom Hiddleston and the whole gang on.
That's awesome. Yeah, they're the best.
When they released Hey There, Delilah. So tell me about Dog Days. That's the new CD that's just out. So what's the plan for the future? What do you guys got on the calendar and plan for the next 6 months or so?
Well, right off the bat, I know we have a show coming up July 15th. It's going to be at 6 p.m. at the Gas Lamp in Long Beach. That's like they're going to be a bunch of big, and Emotion, I think, is going to be there. There's going to be a bunch of big 80s acts, and we're going to be opening up for all of them. So that's right off the bat, I know we're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, we released Dog Days. We're going to have another album not soon, but we recorded a whole other album that we're going to release eventually. And we're actually working on an album after that. And
but that's a lot of music. That's a lot of songs.
We have a fall tour coming up.
Wow.
7-week fall tour on the East Coast.
Now, you've got so many songs, because if you got three EPs and each one has, you know, eight songs or so, why don't you make a full studio album rather than these EPs? What's the strategy in slowly releasing a bunch of EPs?
Oh, now Dog Days is an album.
Oh, it's a full album. Okay, I read where there were eight songs on it, but is it a full album?
Yeah, well, it's nine songs.
Oh, okay.
So I guess it's a smaller album. We do like 9 to 11 songs. I think our next album is going to have like 11 songs.
Okay, so why did you go and call it Dog Days? What is there a song called Dog Days? You thought this would be representative, or what's behind the name Dog Days?
Well, we are dog people. We have five dogs. We just got a sixth dog. We have a puppy.
Oh.
But yeah, so that was the big inspiration. Like, hey, we love our dogs. It's kind of cool. Dog Days. It's just, you know, kind of you're in a daze.
Yeah, very personal, very appropriate title for the album. And so, you know, now that you've revealed the reason, you know, the world knows. It's the Christopher Brothers. I'm talking with Cameron of the Christopher Brothers, who are a trio right now. And the new album is Dog Days. And they've got a lot of things planned for the future. How about a tour? Are you guys thinking about that?
Yeah, we're doing a fall tour. We're going to be all along the East Coast, I think. We're going to be Midwest, too. Just playing, I think that's a bunch of high schools we're going to be playing. So mm-hmm. We're going to be coming to a bunch of high schools for
well,
7 weeks.
The Voice of America reaches 270 million people in 100 countries around the world. So
wow.
Right now you're being exposed to a lot of different people. Is there any thought or discussion about an international tour?
We're talking about doing an international tour. I know we have a lot of fans in the Philippines, Indonesia, Mexico, London, like all over the world, we have a ton of fans. So we would love to do an international tour soon. People are always writing to us, oh, come here, come to the Philippines. We love you guys.
Outstanding.
We
are broadcasting in a lot of those different countries that you just mentioned. And so, you know, it's exciting times for you guys. Now, how old are you?
I'm 22.
So you're out of school then. You're finished with college. But now, being the oldest, how about the younger guys in the family? Are they still in school, or are they done too?
Well, the youngest one is 16, and he is doing like a charter school kind of thing where he takes home packets, and he goes to school like twice a week and takes home packets, and if we need to go out of town and go on tour like we do, then he just takes the packets with him. And so he's been doing that for a few years, like 3 or 4 years, and the middle one is out of school.
Okay. Well, that's great. Great. You know, your role models and inspiration to many, I'm sure, young people around the world. So tell me about the new song. We're going to listen to it, and I want to know, you know, a little bit behind Let Me Out, which is the new single.
Yeah. So Let Me Out, it was the first song I ever wrote on guitar, because before that I would just sing the song and come up with a melody, but that was the first song I ever wrote on guitar, and it's kind of about being like you're in a relationship with somebody and like you want to be let out of it. But at the same time, you know, you're going back, you see things that remind you of the person, and you're like, oh, do I still want to be with this person? I don't know. It's just so frustrating kind of thing. That's what inspired me.
All right. Well, I got to ask you this, because you guys are all young, you know, and you told me early on you did this for the girls, and the songs are inspired by girls. You three guys have girlfriends, or are you guys available?
We are available.
All right. Single and ready to mingle.
Yeah.
And it's a great time to be young and to be single and be out on the road with a new album. So thank you very much, Cameron, for joining us. The Christopher Brothers is the name of the act. Now, what's the website people can go to find out more information or reach out and get in touch with you?
For sure. www.thechristopherbrothers.com, facebook.com/thechristopherbrothers, Instagram @thechristopherbrothers, Twitter @ChrisBros3, and YouTube @ChristopherBrothers3. Those are all our media.
Well, thank you so much for being a part of the show, and best of luck to you. And I'm sure we'll, you know, when you guys come through the D.C. area, you can maybe stop by our studios, and we'll have you on again then.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, we'd love that.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Cameron. It's the Christopher Brothers. Let's check them out. This is called Let Me Out from the new album Dog Days.
It's Border Crossings on VOA 1.
Hi, I'm Rihanna, and you're listening to Larry London.
And you got me like, girl, what you want from me?
What you want from me?
And try to buy your pretty heart, but the price too high. Baby, you got me like, girl, you love when I fall apart. So you can put me together and throw me against the wall. Baby, you got me like, you stop loving me, don't quit loving me, just stop loving me. Oh, and babe, I'm fist fine with fire, just to get close to you. Could we burn something today? And I'll run for miles just to get a taste. Just to get close to you, could we burn something, babe? And I'll run for miles just to get a taste. Must be love on the brain. That's got me feeling this way. It beats me black and blue, but if it's me so good and I can't.
Crossings and love on Rihanna's brain. And these days, what's on her brain is Saudi Arabian billionaire Hassan Jameel, because those are the two that have been dating and now getting lots of paparazzi coverage and media attention. And they've been dating for a couple of months. Rihanna just said that she's been seeing this guy for a while. She's kept it a secret until recently when the two were vacationing in Spain, making out in a hot tub. Ah, the paparazzi caught him, and now the world knows. That request from Rihanna is for Mariam in Nigeria, listening to our show. And now, Rihanna did an interview with a magazine called The Sun, a British tabloid known as The Sun. And she said that she has won 8 Grammys in her career, so Grammys aren't her goal any longer. Now her goal is an Oscar. She said if Cher and Jennifer Hudson can do it, I want to do it. And she's going to appear in a new movie called Valerian and the City of 1,000 Planets. And then she's got another film role in a bigger film called Ocean's 8. So she has been very, very busy on the big screen, and we shall see if, in fact, her dream does come true for an Oscar. Love on the Brain, Rihanna, on Border Crossings. I want to say hello to Shasinlo Rengma in Assam, India. Sue Lazabal's listening in Kuwait, listening to 96.9 FM. Yukar Kanal. Godwin Lyle is a new listener in Ghana on 98.1 FM. Abraham Abel. Estebel Menefro. Mokhtar Tambura and Nardos Kabede are all tuned in to Border Crossings, and thank you very much for letting us know at facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Today is a special day, not only because of the fact we just had the Christopher Brothers on. Today is a special day because today is International Kissing Day. Bet you didn't know that. International Kissing Day. Today, big day around the world. And I dug up some information about kisses and kissing that I never thought of. It never occurred to me. I never knew. But since it's International Kissing Day, I thought I would share some facts for you. First of all, who has the longest kiss in the world? Who holds the record? Well, the first record was set in 2005, and it was set for 31 hours and 30 minutes. That was the longest kiss. Then, 4 years later, 2009, in Germany, 32 hours became the longest kiss. 2011, a Thai couple locked lips for 46 hours and 24 minutes. They set the record. And then in 2012, another Thai couple decided to beat the 46-hour world record for kissing. And they've set the standing world record at 58 hours and 35 minutes. They kissed for 58 hours and 35 minutes. That's the current world record for a kiss. Other interesting facts about kissing: 5% of people over the age of 45 kiss at least 31 times a week. Bet you didn't know that, Vince. And I went to askopinion.com and brought up facts about International Kissing Day. And they gave a variety of different facts. Like, for example, people in the U.S. prefer kissing their pets over human beings. And of pets that are being kissed, 75% of those happen to be dogs, because most people prefer to kiss dogs. Kissing requires the use of 100 muscles. 100 muscles to make one kiss. Americans, according to this study, 61% of Americans feel they're okay with a quick hello kiss when they see a friend, although most Americans do not prefer the French way of kissing both cheeks. They want one kiss, and that's an acceptable greeting. A German psychologist found that 2/3 of the entire population on the planet tilt their head to the right when kissing. Maybe this stuff applies to you, maybe it doesn't. University College London did a study on men who kiss their wives every morning, and men live 5 years longer than those that do not kiss their wives every day. So keep that in mind, guys. And this was an article in Time Magazine. And this was done recently. This is Time Magazine 2014. A 10-second French kiss can spread 80 million bacteria between two people. Keep that in mind. A 10-second kiss. According to the Netherlands Organization for Applied Scientific Research, 80 million bacteria. Think about that the next time you go to give someone a kiss. It's International Kissing Day. Here's Prince on Border Crossings. Time to outfit.
kiss.
It's Border Crossings on VOA 1.
I can't stop loving you.
I've made up my mind to live in memories of the lonesome time. It's useless to say, so I'll just live my life in dreams of yesterday.
Dreams of yesterday.
Those happy hours that we once knew. So long ago, it still made me blue. They say that time heals a broken heart, but time has stood still since we've been apart.
Yeah. I can't stop loving you.
I've made up my mind to live in memories of the lonesome time. To say, so I'll just live my life in dreams of yesterday. Time. Sing a song, children.
I can't stop loving you.
It's useless to say, so I'll just live my life of dreams of yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Ray Charles, yeah, Can't Stop Loving You. Nife Akinyemi requested that in Nigeria for Mercy, who's celebrating a birthday today. Beautiful song. Want to say hi to Silas, Deborah, Ab Starboy, Fretretu, Getachu, Yax, Ramesses Jr., also Iab Amare, heard from Godwin. Thank you very much, Godwin, for listening to the show. Lydia, Raisa Mensa and Mom, Rebecca, Hiwat is tuned in, Patrick Boyles, George Selassie, Abdallah, thank you all for joining us. Here's a request now for Lady Gaga by Muhammado Darbo, who's in Spain, and it's Bad Romance.
Roma, Roma, ma, ga, ga, ooh la la, what you be romance?
Lady Gaga for Muhammad, also for Angel in Ghana, Narna Kumi Doris, Ayandana, Kenya Kofi Hurdles, and Dalet Sue. All listening to Border Crossings. Lady Gaga goes on the Joanne World Tour starting in October. And September 2018, she will star in the film A Star is Born. I want to thank Cedric and Vince and Wagner, and thank you for listening. Go out and give someone a kiss. And remember, 80 million germs if it's 10 seconds. Keep it to 9 seconds, all right? I'll catch you tomorrow right here on Border Crossings. Thanks to the Christopher Brothers for joining us as well. Border Crossings is heard on the VOA1 Music Network.